Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Sylvia, you can go ahead and start. The music is finally off.
Okay, thank you so much. Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for joining in on this evening, the fourth Monday of the month, which is the Monday that Prophet Antoine Thomas was programmed to have service on tonight, but due to his obligations to his job, he's not able to be with us on tonight. So what we're going to do is take this time to let you know what the program is about, and then we're going to have family prayer. This is Monday night, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries through Smile 3E. I'm your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser, which will be with us with prayer tonight. We are here every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight we will be joined with, Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, who will also be joining in on the prayer service on tonight, which we will be having. And at the end, we will open the lines up for anyone that would like to pray and just join in and let us know what you're praying about. So we're going to start off with Minister Sheila Kaiser praying.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for another day, Lord. I want to thank you, I want to thank you, I want to thank you. And I want to ask you to bless Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Dr. Serena Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, and to all the teachers, the angels above that you have sent to here to bless us. Also bless our sons, our daughters, our nieces, nephews, our grandsons, our granddaughters, our spiritual family and bloodline family. God, I give honor to you, the head of my life that have brought us through so many defects, and troubles and problems through our health, finance, family, job, all that it is. Lord, I thank you, and I ask you to keep us in your hands, keep us under your protections, and lead us through all that we're going through, whether it's health-wise, financial-wise, on the job, in our neighborhoods, wherever it is. Lord, I want to thank you for each and every human on this earth to bless us and keep us near. I want to thank you and thank you and thank you. I'm going to turn it over to you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright.
And tonight we are praying for our family. And I was going to start it off with praying for our family. Father God, we come to you on tonight, God, with an open heart. We come to you asking you to forgive us of every sin that we have committed on today, God. We want to come before you with a clean spirit. We want to come before you with clean hands because we're praying on purpose. God, we're praying with our hearts being open. We're laying our prayer before you, God, because we trust you. We trust you, oh God, and we just know that you know that we know that we have to present ourselves clean before you in order to hear our prayer from our heart. With that being said, I'm going to say amen and just continue with the prayer. God, I'm asking you to teach us how to accept love. God, teach us how to love everyone in our family, whether we accept what they're doing or whether they accept what we're doing. God, we're asking you to teach us how to accept each one as they are. We're asking you to teach us how to love one another. Teach us how to love ourselves, oh God. Teach us how to come before you to say, God, why is that not right in my spirit? And if so, God, teach us how to be patient enough to listen to what you're saying to us, God. Teach us how to pray protection around each and every family member, around each and every loved one, whether it's family, friends, God sisters, God brothers, or adopted sisters, adopted brothers. God, we're asking you to teach us how to protect ourselves under your prayer, to give us the heart and the mind to want to pray to you, oh Lord. We're asking you to teach us how to come together as a family, to just pray for one another. Don't just wait for someone else to call prayer, God. But when we see the need and you place it on our heart and in our spirit, God, that we get to your business about praying for one another. We get to your business about putting one another on the altar, God. Teach us how to come together as a family to show love. Teach us how to come together as a family to ask for forgiveness. Teach us how to come together as a family to just apologize. Teach us how to come together as a family to show respect to one another, especially our elders, God. Teach us how to love our elders. Teach us how to pray for our elders. Teach us how to provide for our elders. Teach us how to take care of our elders. Teach us how to see their needs, what they may need, God. Teach us how to do that, oh Lord. Put it in our spirit. Teach us how to want it in our spirit to ask you, oh God, for whatever it is that we need, to teach us how to care about one another, to want to care about one another. God, we ask you to teach us how to respect ourselves. Before we do all things, God, teach us how to respect ourselves. Teach us how to respect each other's belongings. Teach us how to protect each other's house. Teach us how to protect each other's cars, clothes, vehicles, books, pencils, paper, whatever it is that belongs to one another. Teach us how to protect it as though it was our own. God, teach us how to protect and honor our bloodline that you have so miraculously allowed us to be born into, God, or we were adopted into. God, but teach us how to protect our bloodline, to want to protect our bloodline, God. Teach us how to honor our bloodline. Teach us how to honor our parents that provided us to become a part of this bloodline. God, teach us. Teach us, oh Lord, how to just love you, oh God. Teach us how to want to love you, oh God. I'm asking you, God, to just place your word in our heart. Teach us how to love your word. Teach us how to want to be able to just pick your word up and apply it to our life, oh God. Teach us, oh Lord, how to just be a person that say, I love the Lord with all my heart. God, teach us how to pray on purpose. Teach us how to give thanks to be when we do pray, God. Teach us how to give thanks to your will, to your way, oh Lord. Teach us how to ask you to protect us when we're going, God. Protect us when we're coming in, oh God. Protect us while we're sleeping, oh God. Protect us while we're at work, at school, protect us when we're sitting on the porch or sitting in our cars, oh God. When we're walking down the street or walking through the park, when we're walking through the shopping mall, God. Teach us how to be prayerful as watchful. Teach us how to pray all the time, oh Lord. Teach us how to just come to you, God, with every whim, every way, God. Whatever we think of, God, teach us how to address you first, to come to you first, God, before we do anything, God, but place you first. Teach us how to get up in the morning giving you thanks. Teach us how to go through the day in giving you thanks. Teach us how to, before we lay down tonight, to give you thanks. Before we eat, to give you thanks. Before we take a bath, cook, just whatever we do. Teach us how to give you thanks, oh God. God, I'm asking you to teach us how to pray for our spouses. Pray for the spouse that we want, God. Not to just say, send me a wife or a husband, but to ask you for the man and a woman of God that you have sent for us, God. Teach us how to write the vision and make it plain. Teach us how to ask you what we should ask for. Not to just say you know our heart, because we know that you know our heart, God, and your word says there's no good thing in the heart of man. Teach us how to get in your word. Again, I ask you to teach us how to apply it to our life. God, teach us how to ask you for forgiveness, to repent. Repent on purpose. Repent from a true heart. Teach us how to ask you for deliverance, to be delivered on purpose. Be delivered from everything and anything that we do that brings you embarrassment. Any and everything that we do that does not please you, God. Teach us, oh Lord. Teach us how to put our children under Holy Ghost arrest, God. Teach our children how to accept the prayer that we placed out in the atmosphere for them. Teach our children how to come to you, oh God, and ask you for a heart of forgiveness, to ask you of a heart of love, to just ask you to cover us, oh Lord. Cover them, oh Lord. Teach us to teach our children and allow our children to accept being taught. Teach our children how to be teachable. Lord, I'm asking you for this prayer to just teach us how to teach our kids to pray to you. And teach us, if they don't know how to pray, teach us how to be able to teach them to let Psalms 23 be their prayer. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God, teach us how to teach that to our children, that they may grab a hold to that, and teach us how to just teach them to not give up on God, to not give up on Jesus, to not give up on the word, to not give up on what they've been taught. Teach us, oh Lord. Teach us how to pray, God. Put a will in our heart and in our spirit to pray, oh Lord. Teach us not to worry about what other people say. Teach us how to pray for our children. Teach us how to teach our children how to pray. Teach us how to teach our children not to be bullies. Teach us how to teach our children what to do when bullies come. Teach us how to teach our children to pray before they react. Teach us, oh Lord. Teach us how to teach our family to always come to you first. For God, you are our God. For you are the God of love. Teach us how to love, oh Lord. Teach us how to just be what you've called us to be. Teach us how to teach our family as well as ourselves and our children, to teach them that you don't want nothing from us. You just want us. Teach us how to teach them to depend on God and trust God for everything, that they can know that, God, you are our provider, that we could come before you honestly. We could come before you wholly. We could come before you and say, God, help me with my unbelief. God, teach us how to teach one another. Teach us how to be willing to be taught. Teach us how to be a willing spirit, a willing soul, a willing vessel. God, I just ask you, teach us how to be quiet and listen for you, for your instructions. Teach us, oh Lord. God, I'm putting my son, my nephews, my nieces, my great nieces, my great nephews. I'm putting my stepchildren. I'm putting my husband. I'm putting my house. I'm putting myself. I'm putting my sisters and brothers on the altar. My aunties and uncles, my cousins and friends. God, everyone that comes in contact with our family, God. Teach us how not to be a part of the world and to be a different from the world, and let it show to the world that we are different. God, I'm asking you to just heal our spirit, heal our heart, heal the double-minded man that's within us, because we know your word said that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. God, we're asking you to stabilize us. We're asking you to put a bridle on our tongue. Teach us how not to talk about one another. Teach us how not to backbite one another. Teach us how not to stab each other in the back. Teach us how to want to love each other. God, I can't say that enough. I can't say that enough, God. Teach us how to want to love one another. Teach us how to come to you on the altar for more than what I need, God. Teach us how to see the need of our family. Teach us how to have a discerning spirit. Teach us how to be intercessors, oh God. Teach us, oh Lord. Teach us how to bring our family back together. If one or two touch and agree, God, you will be in the midst. God, I believe that with my whole heart. Teach us how to cry out to you, oh God. Teach us how to say, Lord, 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 it's me. It's me. If it starts in me first, God, teach me how to be open and receptive. Teach me how to want to, Lord. I'm asking you, God, for this, because I know you put it in my heart to pray for my family. I'm asking you, God, to make it real to my family, to be able to accept love, to accept prayer. God, I'm asking you for these things, God, on purpose. Not for show, but on purpose, God. Because I love my family just that much. Just that much, God. Just that much. Teach us how to love just that much. Teach us how to love for just that much. Teach us, oh Lord, teach us. Teach us, oh Lord, to know it's okay to be different from one another. But at the end, God, teach us to all be about love. We was raised by love, God. We was brought up by love, God. We was taught love, God. I don't know how far we got apart, but God, I know you said that we can come back together if we put it on the altar. God, I'm putting myself and my family on the altar. God, I'm asking you to do this, to do this thing, to do this thing, God. I'm asking you to bless my auntie. My Aunt Sally, oh Lord, I'm calling out her name, God. Teach us how to pray for people before they get sick. Teach us how to pray for people before they get hurt. Teach us how to pray to come together before we need to know why. Teach us to just pray for love, because I love you that much. God, I'm calling out my nieces, my nephews, my great nieces and nephews. I'm calling them out, God. Cover them with your blood, God. Cover them with your blood, God. For this is a holy family. Teach us how to walk in holiness. Teach us how not to be double-minded when it comes to you, God. Teach us how not to want to play around. Teach us not to run from you or try to hide from you, God. Teach us how to hold up our hand to say it's me, God. Heal me first. Teach me first that I may teach and love one another. To love someone else, God. God, I thank you, 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 oh Lord. I thank you, God. Apostle Elect, you can pray now. Amen.
Father God, I agree with every prayer that has already been prayed by Minister Sheila and by Minister Sylvia. God, I thank you for teaching us how to honor one another and how to even honor the very existence of our grandparents and our parents. God, we can look at the various legacies of men and women of color that this world is coming to destroy and coming after them and yet not coming after others. God, teach us the importance of honoring the legacy of our parents, what they stood for, what they taught us, God, and that when the enemy of our soul would try to come and try to discredit them or cause any type of confusion, that we would come against it, and we would come against it in the Word. For the Word of God declares in John 10:10, the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly, God. We thank you, for we know that the enemy comes to steal our reputations. He comes to steal our legacy. He comes to steal our honor. He comes to steal our respect, even when we're no longer here, God. We have to kill it. We have to get it and cut it at the root with the axe, God. They will not destroy the very honor and the very legacy of our parents and our grandparents and our aunts and our uncles and our nieces and our nephews. God, we will not only honor one another on earth, but we will honor one another in passing. For we ask you in the name of Jesus to decode and expose and obliterate every tactic of the enemy that has come to try to steal the honor and the legacy of our parents and our grandparents and our aunts and our uncles that are no longer here, God, to speak for themselves. I pray Titus 1:1 that says that me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It said, choose this day who you will serve, according to Joshua 24:15. So, God, as we walk in the godliness that Apostle Paul cried out for, in his faith of the knowledge and the truth of God that leads to godliness, according to Titus 1:1, that we will also know that that aligns with Joshua 24:15 that declares we must choose this day who we're going to serve, God, and we choose to serve you. Father God, that when we say that me and my house, that house includes every family member, every loved one, in the name of Jesus. Teach us, God, how to pray for the legacy. Teach us, God, how to pray for the honor. Teach us, God, how to know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that the Holy Spirit is hovering over every family member, that the Holy Spirit is not only hovering over them when we pray, God, but every day, all day long, God. We declare and decree, God, that you won't allow them to make wrong and bad decisions. In the name of Jesus, even when they try to convince, conviction, not condemnation, but conviction will come upon them, God, because you're going to teach them how to pray as it has already been prayed, according to Matthew 6:5-15, that says, God, that we will reverence you and that we won't pray like vain hypocrites, but God, we're going to pray your word. We're not going to stand in the synagogues and on the corners to be seen by men. We're not going to pray here and there because we want a reward from man. But, God, we're going to go into those closed rooms. We're going to shut the door, God, and we're going to pray in secret. And, God, we're even going to pray corporately like we're doing on tonight. God, for we know that when we pray in secret that you will reward us openly. God, we thank you for you're not giving us to pray things for vain repetition, but you're causing us to pray those things that, according to your word, need to be learned, need to be taught. According to your word, God, it says, our Father, which art in heaven. God, we're to revere your name. We're to know where you reside. God, it says, hallowed is your name. God, your name is revered. It says, your kingdom come. God, we know that we have to walk in the kingdom principles and concepts according to your word. Your word says, and your will be done. God, we know that we need to walk in a lifestyle and in a manner that declares, be it unto me according to your word, like Mary said in Luke 1:38. And as Jesus declared when he said, not my will, but your will be done, in Matthew 26:39. God, we thank you that furthermore, the model prayer even goes on to say, on earth as it is in heaven. God, we want the things in this earth to be like those in heaven, God. And we thank you that our parents are in heaven. We thank you that you're giving us this day our daily bread of provisions, of food, provisions of wisdom, provisions of peace. We thank you that you're teaching us to forgive and that you're going to forgive our debtors and that not only as we forgive them, you forgive us. So we thank you, God, for forgiving our debts. We thank you for teaching us to forgive our debtors. We thank you that you don't lead us into temptation. We thank you that you are a strong deliverer, God, and that the reason that you don't lead us into temptation and that you deliver us from the evil one is because you've already taught us in James 4:7 that we are to submit ourselves to you, God, and then we're to resist the devil and he will flee. So, God, we have a part that we must play in this, and that's submission. And that's resisting the devil, and that's fleeing from him, God, not saying, as Minister Sylvia already prayed, you know my heart, and as Minister Sheila has already prayed over and over again, God, we need your help. God, we thank you that your kingdom is full of power and that you get all of the glory. We thank you that you're teaching us to forgive men that trespass against us because you've forgiven us. We thank you for that, God, for if we don't forgive them, God, we already know you said you won't forgive us, God. We need your forgiveness because when we have your forgiveness, God, we can walk in those kingdom principles of favor. So we thank you for your favor, favor on our jobs, favor in the classrooms, favor in our finances, generational favor of the legacy that you have already bestowed upon us from our grandparents and our parents. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for favor in every aspect of our lives. God, we thank you for even in the word forgiveness, you gave me an acronym for the F in forgiveness is fellowship. The O is one God. The R is you are our redeemer. The G is grace. The I is walking in your inheritance. The V is the battle is not ours, but the victory is ours. That's what the V is. And that you give us the E, you have given us exceedingly abundantly blessed us. And that you've given us the N for new wine and a new day. You've given us another E, that you're to be exalted. You've given us an S, to we must remember that you're sovereign. You give us another S to remember that we're to be soul winners. And God, so that we will walk in forgiveness, we have to obliterate and annihilate every type of offense, offense in the families, again, offense against one another. And you've even given me a word for that. For the O means to obey God. The first F means to be faithful to you, God. The second F means to be faithful in our Father's love. God, we thank you for even the E that tells us to walk in the excellence of God. We thank you, God, for even the N means to know that we can speak in the name of Jesus and there's power in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the S, that we must walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. God, we thank you for the E that teaches us about earnest prayer, for that's what we're doing right now, God. We are praying, and we thank you that you're teaching us how to praise you. You're teaching us how to seek you. You're teaching the family how to worship you and to worship you in spirit and in truth. God, you're teaching us to teach the children how to cherish you. You're teaching us to teach the children to walk as yielded, surrendered vessels. God, teach us how to give them an example by being a walking, living epistle read of men. God, teach us how to be holy temples so that they can see how to be holy. Teach us how to honor you and how to honor one another so that they can know how to give honor. Teach us how to give you the glory and magnify you so that they can emulate us, God. Teach us how to stand on the word of God. Teach us how to preach and teach and speak your word. Teach us how to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Teach us how to be patient with one another, God. My. Teach us, God, how to honor and yield to your Holy Spirit. God, teach us, as has already been prayed, to repent. But, God, we're not only to repent for sins of commission, those for omission, those thoughts that we had, those things that we conceived in our heart. God, teach us how to close the doors, the entry points that have been opened due to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. God, teach us, Abba, Father, to ask you for your wisdom, to ask you for your knowledge, to ask you to walk in prophetic iterations. Teach us how to walk in healing. Teach us how to walk in and know how to speak to one another, God, so that we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Teach us how to be discerning of those deceptive spirits that will try to come and beguile us. God, teach us that you've already told us in Psalms 91 that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Teach us how to abide, God. Teach us how to abide under your shadow. Teach us how to know that you are our refuge and our fortress. Teach us how to know that you are a strong deliverer and that you'll deliver us from the snare of the fowler and the pestilence. God, teach us how to know that we can be covered by your feathers and by your wings because you are our refuge, our shield, and our buckler. God, teach us how 1,000 may fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand, but it won't come near us, God. Why? Because your word says so. Because only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. God, teach us how to walk out and live out St. Matthew 6:33 that declares that but, we must start with a but seek ye first. That's the beginning of it, God. But seek ye first. God, teach us how to get the first part right. Because, God, if we but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the addition comes after that, God. Teach us how to but seek ye first and the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us, healing, unity, provision, wisdom, protection, honor, and to worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, teach us according to Isaiah 54:7 that your word shall not return unto you void, God. So it's imperative that we pray your word. God, you've given us the keys to bind and loose according to St. Matthew 6:19 that says, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. God, we thank you for what you're doing to loose the things that you're loosing. We thank you for the things that you're doing in order to show us who you are, to show us who you are in your favor, to show us who you are in your godliness, to show us who you are, God. Oh, God, if it wasn't for the Lord on my side, I would be lost. Our family members need to declare that and to decree it. God, your word tells us about dry bones. It tells us about dead bones and about how the life flows through living water. Teach us, God, how to identify those dry bones and those dead bones in our families and in our lives, God, so that we can speak life to it, so that we can cause the living water and the fire from God and the power from God to dwell thereby. God, resurrect the finances in our family. God, obliterate and destroy everything that shows that it's thinking, as Apostle Thomas used to tell us. God, restore, resurrect, reconcile, and bring to fruition marriages that are honorable before you, God, in the name of Jesus. Teach us, God, that we don't have to stand for us having prejudices and discriminations, even in our own family, God, for some of us may act this way towards one family member and that way towards another. God, teach us to love one another like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You've given us an example of love. It's no certain love, Father God, that you have for your Son that you don't have for your Holy Spirit. God, teach us how it is imperative that we learn how to sow in love. We sow in love, God. We sow not in like, for liking is good, but agape love, God. That's what we're sowing in. Unconditional love. God, we thank you for your teaching us, even as Minister Sylvia and Minister Sheila already prayed, about how to pray the strategies and the plans of God, which include us wearing the whole armor of God. Teach us, God, how to see and to expose the very strategies, the plans, and the traps that the enemy tries to lay before us, God. Destroy them. Eradicate them in the name of Jesus. Teach us who you are, for you're all powerful, you're all knowing, and that you've already revealed the calculated, deceptive, strategic plans of the enemy, and it shall not work. Why, God? Because you've already exposed it, and now, according to your word, we're coming against those strongholds. We're coming against everything that's not like you, God. We thank you for even teaching us how your word has taught us that if your word says it, and it does, how you cause an ambush. The people that came against Judah in 2 Chronicles 20, you'll do the same thing for us. Thank you, God, for how you can cause confusion and mayhem in the enemy's camp and cause them to obliterate and annihilate one another. So, Father God, we thank you for causing the enemy to kill himself. Even though he came to steal, kill, and destroy, God, you made that thing ricochet. You made that thing go right back to where it came from. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. And for every family member that may already be under demonic possession, God, we call it out in the name of Jesus. We cast it out in the name of Jesus. They shall be healed according to Matthew 6:16. God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you and we glorify you because you have already told us to cast it out in the name of Jesus. Every demonic force, everything that's not like you, we tear you down, we obliterate you. If you're bondage, come out in the name of Jesus, for we will have the mind of Christ. We will have peace, according to Isaiah 26:3. If you're jealousy, a Jezebel spirit, you shall come out, for we will dwell in unity, according to Psalms 133:1. We will be clothed in humility. In the name of Jesus, we won't walk in jealousy and covetousness. If it's rooted in pride and perversion, come out in the name of Jesus, according to James 4:7, that told us already that we must submit and that we must resist the devil so that he will flee. God, we come against every homosexual spirit, every pedophile spirit, every molestation spirit, every pornography spirit, every lesbian spirit, every spirit that's unlike you in the name of Jesus, every ism and schism, every act of racism or sexism, whatever it is, God, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We come against any and everything that looks like the spirit of the Antichrist that'll come against the very doctrine of Jesus Christ. We won't be debating this and that. We won't be using this and that as a type of thing to discredit the body of Christ. But, God, we'll walk in unity. For you said in your word, for the Father seeks us to worship him, for they that worship him must worship you in spirit and in truth, God, according to St. John 4:23-24. And God, we walk in that. Every deaf and dumb spirit, every spirit that'll try to act like it don't understand, it can't hear you, God. It can't. It's illiterate to what you're saying. God, you said that we know your voice and no other voice will we follow. In the name of Jesus, loose them and let them go. Every spirit of fear, a familiar spirit that has tried to come against our family, we come against you, you terrorist spirit, you self-sabotaging spirit, we come against you, you imitator of Christ, we come against you in the name of Jesus, for no weapon formed against our family will prosper. Every idolatry, every spirit of whoredom, every spirit of infirmity, whether it's sickness, whether it's weakness, loose them and let them go. We worship God and we worship him in spirit and truth. Be cleansed by Jehovah Rapha in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of heaviness, sadness, sorrow, every burden, every depression, every anxiety, every stress, every inability to cope in the name of Jesus. Codependency, come out. In the name of Jesus, we give you no place. For Jesus has already given us the word. And Jeremiah 8:22 tells us that you are the balm in Gilead. You are the physician. In the name of Jesus, our family shall be healed. Our family shall be delivered. In the name of Jesus, every sickness that comes against the central nervous system of our families, for strokes, for aneurysms, for whatever it is, circulatory system, cardiovascular system, lymphatic system, digestive system, reproductive system, musculoskeletal system, respiratory system, whatever system it tries to come against. Victimization, whether it's from rape, seduction, addiction, molestation, kidnapping, domestic violence, incest, self-mutilation, schizophrenia, emotional and biological and chemical imbalances, poverty, bankruptcy, homelessness, unemployment. We come against you in the name of Jesus. For in the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force, according to St. Matthew 11 and 12. In the name of Jesus, we shall be healed. We shall be whole. Loose them and let them go. For we fear not, for this enemy we see today, we will see no more. We won't see poverty. We won't see jealousy. We won't see envy. We won't see ignorance. We won't see shame. We won't see lies. We won't see backbiting. We won't see rejection. We won't see misuse and abuse and laziness and distractions and gossipers. Come out in the name of Jesus. Every act of low self-esteem, self-condemnation, negativity, internalization, you must go in the name of Jesus. We replace you with the peace of God, with the promises of God, with the love of God. In the name of Jesus, we honor you, God, and we honor what you've already done, because we are walking in repentance. We are walking in conviction versus condemnation. In the name of Jesus, Father God, loose your presence in our lives, in our family. Loose your power. Loose your peace. Loose your promises. Loose your plan. Loose your purpose. Loose your perfecting. Loose your prosperity and your providence in our lives, God, and bind it to our hearts. Because according to Ecclesiastes 7 and 5, it says, it is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than a man to hear the songs of fools. It says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patience in the spirit is better than the proud. God, we thank you for we won't walk in proudness or pride, but God, we walk according to who we know you are. God, you're Elohim. You're El God. You're Elyon. You're Adonai. God, you're Abba Father. God, you're our rock and our strength. You're our fortress. You're our strong tower. You're our high tower. God, you're our supreme deity. God, you are our Christ. You are our anointed one. God, you are our ambassador. You are our Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You are our everlasting and eternal Father. You are God that exceedingly and greatly rewards us according to your word. We thank you, God, for every spot, every wrinkle, every blemish, it being cleansed by the blood of Jesus, and for you being a strong redeemer. God, we thank you for refining us. We thank you for purifying us. God, we thank you for being our keeper. God, we thank you for being our glorious God. We thank you for being our Lord of hosts. We thank you for being our fountain of living water. We thank you for being our hiding place. We thank you for being our resting place. We thank you for being a lofty one, high and lifted up. God, we thank you for being Jehovah Tiskanu. God, we thank you for being Lord God Almighty that takes care of our battles. God, we thank you for being our rock. God, we thank you for being a tried stone and a true and living God. God, we thank you for being wonderful. We thank you for being our advocate. We thank you for being our all in all. We thank you for being our anchor. We thank you for being our high priest. We thank you for being our author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you for being our bright and morning star. We thank you for being the captain of our salvation. We thank you for being an all-consuming fire. We thank you for your comfort. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for being our God of hope, our God of peace, and our God of truth. God, we thank you for existing and that you're a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. We thank you for taking those things that are in our lives that appear to be impossible, that appear to be impossible. You made them possible. We thank you for those things that appear to be unreachable and unattainable, that you've made them that we can attain them. We can attain them in your presence. God, we thank you that you've caused us to be a can-do people instead of I don't know, iffy, wishy people. But we know that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. We thank you for your supernatural that was put on our natural. God, we thank you for your extra that was put on our ordinary to give us extraordinary. God, we thank you for teaching us the power that you've given us in our hands, that we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We thank you for teaching us, God, that we're to leave an inheritance to our children and our children's children. God, we thank you that even the wealth of the sinner has been laid up for our family, for the just. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for teaching us to be a blessing to our legacies, God. We thank you for teaching us to trust in you, God, and to lean on you and to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge you, and that we're teaching the children to do that, God. We're not acting like we're too busy and we don't have time. For God, if we have to write a note and leave it on the child's bed or leave it on the child's mirror or leave it in the bathroom for them to read it, God, there's no more excuses. God, for the virgins that came, some were prepared and some weren't prepared. So it was an excuse, God. Wipe out the excuses within our family. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Same with the beginning with God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory as the only begotten Son. So for us to be able to see your glory, we must first begin with the Word. We must pray the Word. We must stand on the Word. We must know that your Word is sharper than any two-edged sword, God, even cutting to the joints of the marrow, God, and that you've given us discerning of thoughts and intents of the heart. God, as Minister Sylvia already prayed, we can't say what's in our heart, for you have already discerned what's in our hearts, God. So we ask you in the name of Jesus that what will be in our heart would be your Word, God, that we would live and decree and declare a thing according to your Word. For you said we have not, for we ask not. But God, don't let us ask according to our own will, but have us to ask according to your will. So God, we ask you to cover our family. We ask you to cover the children. We ask you to cover our sisters and our brothers. God, cover Minister Sylvia. God, cover Minister Sheila. God, cover our sisters that were raised by our mother. In the name of Jesus, cover even those that we may not know about. God, cover our nieces and our nephews and our great nieces and our nephews and our grandchildren. God, cover Minister Brandon and Minister Michaela. God, cover Stan. God, cover Stanley. God, cover Pinky and Carlton and Carvon and little Carlton and even any other children that we don't know about and the Carlton's children and nieces and nephews. In the name of Jesus, God, cover T. God, cover Lulu. God, cover Wiggles. God, cover them, for even the twins wrestled in the stomach. There's a word in the Bible that talks about twins that can't get along. We come against it in the name of Jesus. You shall walk in unity, for you shall not have the DNA from our parents and walk in lack of unity, for that's not what we were taught. In the name of Jesus, we were not taught that. God, we thank you for Juan and all of his children, the ones that he birthed, the ones that he adopted, and the girls that he's been with, all of that. It doesn't matter who they are, God. We pray for them. We pray for them to be delivered and to be set free. For God, we're praying for our families and loved ones of present, past, and future. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray all these things, and we thank you that you've already covered it and sealed it with your blood, and that your Holy Ghost is going to be there to endow us with power to make sure that every prayer that has been prayed, that it shall not only come to be manifested, but you shall get all the glory and you shall get all the praise. In Jesus' name, it is so, and so it is. Minister Sylvia, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen, amen, amen. I stand in agreement with every prayer from Sister Sheila Kaiser, from my sister, Apostle-elect, Cecilia Kaiser. God, I'm just so full right now with just the prayer that because we dared to come before the throne of God, we're standing up against the enemy, because our family, we're stating in prayer, you cannot have them. Satan, you cannot have them. As it was pronounced and it was put out there, we was not raised like that. We was raised to fear the Lord. We were raised to respect the Lord. We were raised to be taught by the Word of God so that we would know how to handle God. My sister, Apostle-elect Cecilia, would always say, watch how people handle you. Tell people how they're going to handle you. I'm saying that to say we're trying to get our family to understand how to handle God. With love and kindness has he drawn me, thee. We will teach our family with love and kindness to draw their spirit to God, to draw their desires and wants to God, to just know that God is our everything. I want to thank Minister Sheila for being my sister of a bloodline as well as being my sister of Christ. I want to thank her for joining with us in this time of prayer. This is not something that we're trying to do. This is something we're going to do. This is something new, but it's something we're going to be true to. We are praying for our family on purpose. I want to thank my sister, Apostle-elect Cecilia Kites, for being my sister in blood as well as my sister in Christ. We have a cousin named Vaughn that have always called us the Charlie Angels from when we were younger, and he was younger, because Charlie Angels were three individual women that all had a different portion that they possessed. And we are three sisters that have a different portion that we possess that we are going to bring together to fight against the kingdom of hell that comes against our family. I just know that God is going to bring us together, bring us back up together, keep us together, because we're doing it the right way. We're putting God first. And we're applying his name and his blood over our family. So at this time, I'm going to ask Apostle-elect to open the lines. If anyone has anything they want to say, if Minister Sheila has anything she would like to add, we're opening up the lines to we could just give God all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory, because we're teaching our family how to praise God and worship him with all the love and respect that he is due, because we know God said he inhabit the praise of his people. So, Apostle, are the lines open?
Yes, and I only have one other thing. Hallelujah! Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory,
yes.
Glory.
Yes.
God. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Mm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, the lines are open. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes. Yes. I touch and agree with that. The lines are open if anyone has anything to say.
Good evening, good evening. I just want to say thanks for the words of tonight, because we all know that we need prayer in our life, out in and out of our life, and we need a 24, and all, I'm going to say 48, 99, 350 plus. Because there's never a day that goes by that you don't need God our Father and His Son, Christ Lord Jesus, because these demon devils are attacking us in all shapes, fashion, and form. But I just want to say, Lord, I thank you for covering us and for loving us, but yet we are here now because of the Father and the Son. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Minister Sheila, for that. I'm thanking God that he's teaching us how to speak to one another as well as how to pray one for another. I just want to say I'm excited about what God is doing, because there is a shift in the atmosphere. There is a shift in the spirit. And all we have to do is just grab a hold of that shift and just know that God will lead and guide us if we let him. If we let him. And I'm saying right now, I'm going to let him. And I'm praying that you grab a hold of this thing and let God do it. Let God do it. I don't care if you it look like you're slipping and falling, but just stay faithful before God. and let God do it. Some plant, some water, but God is going to get the increase. So no matter what you're doing, we're planting that seed of prayer. We're watering that seed of prayer. But after all is said and done, God is going to get the increase. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. As Apostle Elect said, hallelujah. You can't say it enough.
Yeah.
But let God get the increase out of our life and the words that come across our tongue and out of our mouth. We want to thank you all for joining in together with us with prayer. I'm going to ask one more time before I give the final remark. Do anyone have anything they want to say? This is your chance. Okay, thank you all so much for joining in. In about an hour, the archives will be available on Smile3. You can check it out on Facebook. We want to say thank you again for joining us tonight. Next Monday night will be the first Monday of October, the first Monday night in October, not the first day, but the first Monday night in October. And we would like to say Dr. Serena Wright will be our guest speaker. So please tune in on Monday night for Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget our Sunday mornings. We have Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser, with their program on Blog Talk, which is called Let's Talk. That is at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget Friday nights, we are on Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk at the same time at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, with the program called Let's Talk. Please don't forget to join in. Keep up with our postings through Facebook, my page, Sylvia Kaiser, as well as Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser page and Smile3E, as well as along with our different speakers. So we're going to say on tonight, please take this program to heart. Pray for your family as well as for ours. And just ask God to just bless you all and come into you all's life. Repent and go before God with your hands held high and your heart open, and just trust God and depend on him and see what all God do for you. And don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. With that being said, no, prayer is the answer. It's free. You can do it at any given time, day or night. Prayer is free. Love you all with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen and good night.
Amen. Minister Sylvia, next yes. Monday is the 30th.
I'm sorry. Thank you for that reminder. I was looking at the wrong time on my calendar then. Next Monday will be the 30th, not the 1st. I'm sorry. Please accept that from my heart. So that will be the 5th Monday of the month, and we will come back with that. We will get back with you all with what the program will be, but if God is saying the same thing, we will end the month with prayer. We will see what God has in store for this, the 30th for Monday night, 30th of September. And pray for our family. We will be shouting out in the morning, happy birthday to our mother, which is in heaven, alone praising God. So that's what we want to see her again. We know that we will keep our lives straight and on the right track, which will be heavenly bound. So with that being said, good night, everyone.